Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Okay. So now me and Hitch might have beef because okay, he's cool. A switch sider.
Tell me about Pamash. You had some Pamash really interesting
just embarrassing
topics.
Himself.
What the fuck?
Go ahead.
Pamash ain't said a word.
No, there's beef. There is beef in the fucking streets. Welcome to episode number 174 of the Optic Podcast, where we cover the drama from rap artists to Hollywood. Call us the new TMZ. No, don't call us that. We have my man Money Biscuit to my left. We have a strange face.
Been a while. Why does it seem like it's been a while? Has it been a while?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I guess for the Optic Pod.
I feel like I haven't seen you in weeks.
I was supposed to be on last week, but I was dying, bro. It was
bro,
bad.
Sick? I just don't understand how everybody gets sick and they don't go to work. I've never, in the last 14 years of doing this Optic thing,
bro, it was
never have I not shown up to Con. If I'm shitting my pants with diarrhea.
But bro, see, that's fucking bad. Selfish.
What?
Then you're getting everybody else sick.
Yeah, I didn't know what I had, you know? Like, I gotta play it safe. I can't be coming in here, yo, what's up, Ant? Shotzi's sick. We lose the match. I get roasted. But yeah. It was bad. It was like the...
What did you have?
I mean, I don't know if it was food poisoning or like some stomach bug. I don't know how shit fucking works. But I was just shitting my brain. I shit my brains out like 10 times straight. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to... And then suddenly the puke... And I never throw up. And then I started puking.
Oh.
And I was puking like 12 hours straight. It was the most miserable time of my life. It was like top... I mean, I had Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
And then everyone's, oh, they switched up the chicken.
It's been 4 years since I've had that.
Chick-fil-A never let me down.
Chick-fil-A has never let me down. Chick-fil-A has new chicken now.
Like...
I guess they just switched up.
Bill Gates has...
Where? Like, grown
Bill, Bill Gates made new chicken.
And yep,
Chick-fil-A has. I don't know what's going on.
Steroids, man.
I don't know what's going
chickens
on,
walking
but
around like this.
They're injecting them chickens. Oh yeah, they're fucking
yo,
jacked.
Literally,
yeah.
No pun intended.
I played in a Halo tourney that day and like felt fine. Then like towards the evening, I was just like, God, I don't feel good. And then like 2 hours later, I was just shitting and puking.
You know,
I never puke, but I puked probably like 10 to 15 times at night. Like,
ow.
I thought I broke my ribs. Like, my ribs felt like they were cracked. Like,
throwing
it was,
up is
it was top. It was like top three worst sicknesses in my life.
Really?
It was bad.
Wow.
Because I trust me, I wanted to be here. I was pissed off. I was pissed. I got sick, but I had to stay home. And now I'm pissed again.
Why?
It's all right.
Someone slid on my man Drake.
Man.
Someone what?
The Drake's. Someone shot at either. I don't know the exact details. Maybe Matt can find some info on it.
A shooting reportedly occurred outside of Drake's Toronto home.
Do you have this shit ready?
At 2:30 in the morning.
He was literally looking at it as we walked in.
At 2:30 in the morning, Drake brought his little team in. They all set up a crime team. Once that sun starts showing, news outlets start pulling. Bang, bang,
bang, bang. So you think it's part of the theatrics of it?
Come on.
Apparently, I thought someone got shot, though.
Leaving a man seriously injured. Drake was unharmed.
They're just like, come here.
Yeah.
It's take one for the team, gets paid like 500 grand, goes to the hospital, signs an NDA.
He could have got his arm dislocated from being,
Oh, it said he got shot?
Apprehended.
Can I say something real quick? Listen.
Kung Fu Kenny.
I want everybody to remember what I'm about to say right now, but I'm going to say it at the end of this conversation, okay? So what do you think? Who do you think is winning this shit so far?
I mean, I listened to some of the songs yesterday, and like I don't know. I like when Drake sings and talks shit. When I hear
someone clip that.
When I'm serious. I just don't like.
Why'd you laugh?
Huh?
Why'd you laugh?
Because you just making fun of him because he likes to sing?
No, not at all. No.
I don't really listen to either.
Is he getting bodied by a singing rapper?
Kendrick did well, man. I'm proud of him.
See, the thing
because,
with me... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, just to get my two cents out there, and then I'll shut up about it just because I don't really know, is I listen to the songs, but I don't know what the fuck they're roasting each other about. Like, I know, obviously, Kendrick said that, like, Drake's hiding a kid, and he's a pedophile, and all this shit. Like, I get that, but, like, all the stuff about his label, like, we were talking about the other day, all the stuff about his label, all the business stuff. All
splits.
Like, yeah, like, I don't really understand any of that, and I'm
nor
not going to take
care.
And I'm not going to take the time to try to go understand that. So I don't really know who the fuck won, personally.
It's not over yet, right?
To me, once I saw seeing everyone talking about it on Twitter, and then once I saw someone call out the first lie of the roast, I'm like,
yeah,
it's over to me. You lost. And once then, you lie, you lose.
Well, Kendrick,
all
I mean,
they're
both. They're
wait,
both
no,
probably
no, no, no. Battle rap from the
Tupac
beginning.
Said I fucked your
battle
bitch.
Battle rap.
But I don't think he fucked his bitch.
And the click you claimed.
Did he? Because she said, well, who was it? Faith Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, she came out and said, like, we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He's like, Dubok's just straight up lying.
Yeah, I hate
so the rap's just, it just comes with fucking lies. But
yeah,
like,
it's battle rap.
No, when it goes to, like, beating women and being a pedophile, it's like, I can't even play this shit back and, like, enjoy it. Because I can't, like, bump that.
His one line where he's like, "And I struck a chord or something and it's A minor," and he, like, sits on it.
Kendrick had.
Did you hear that bar?
Yeah,
I must have struck a chord and it's A minor. And he just sits on it. Pedophile joke. A minor.
Yeah. And also
and
A minor.
Like,
and Drake
was,
double entendre.
I would expose that, crush him, and win.
It did go over my head.
Say again?
Like, if you know for sure he's that,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just show the proof and win?
Like, and get him, it's, and go, make him go to jail. Let
like,
him go get,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, even like the internet.
You just call someone a pedo, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. And like, but like it worked. The entire internet. Like,
oh, it's all word of mouth.
Bro, the entire internet just went with that. And then like even like the, because there's instances of like, people say like the Bobby Millie Brown shit where like Drake was a child actor. She was a child actor. I don't know if like they have the same management. Who knows how they like knew each other? But she did like an interview like, yeah, Drake texted me. And like this when she
What's
was like.
What's the age difference? Fucking first of all, when Drake was a child actor.
No, I'm saying like
she
Drake,
wasn't.
Drake when he's older. And then she when she was like 16, she was like, yeah, Drake like gives me all this advice. And just like stuff like that. And people are like, why is Drake texting a 16-year-old? And like just saying like that. And I'm like, dude, I don't. Maybe it's on some like uncle shit, some mentor shit.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how these. They're fucking famous as shit. Like, I don't know how it. Yeah. And people are just trying to say that. And then she comes out. Like, there was like two or three girls that people were like saying, like, oh, Drake did this and Drake was hitting up. Or like, Drake said he liked Billie Eilish's music when she was like 17 or something. So people were saying, like, that's fucking weird. And then, like, so Billie Eilish came out, said, like, you guys are fucking idiots for saying something like that. Is her name? What is it? Millie Bobby Brown, whatever her fucking name is. Like, she came out and she was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Like, nothing weird ever happened. And then Drake comes out with a whole song responding to it all. So it's just like, but people don't give a fuck. They're still going with the same narrative. And it's just kind of weird. Like, I can't even, like, listen to this stuff.
So the moral of the story is if you don't like someone on the internet, start making shit up. Everyone
I mean,
will
bro,
believe it.
That, I mean, that's
just say whatever.
That's
everyone
the hot
will,
thing to talk about
it.
Now. It's just, like,
no
the
one
pedo
gives.
Shit.
Well,
like Epstein and Schneider, whatever his name was from Nickelodeon.
Man,
it's just, like, once you mention that about.
Did you watch that, by the way?
Yeah, I watched that. But, like, once you. The internet just takes that, and they don't. No one gives a fuck if it's true.
No
I don't even think they're Kendrick
dude,
fans
they
fighting
just,
for
no,
it.
No, they just hate Drake.
People just fucking hate Drake.
Dude,
people
it's just, all they just, a distraction.
They, but the question
it's
is,
it's all a distraction because why? Why did it? Where did it come from? What happened? Why did Kendrick take shots at the big three?
Apparently, it's been a thing. And I don't know why it's been a thing.
Because it started with like Future and The Weeknd and all that.
Well, even
right?
before
I've
that,
I've heard zero fucking songs. Zero.
Even before that, they
have
had
not been Metro Boomin from start to finish. Yeah, I haven't heard a full 10 seconds. I haven't heard a full 5 seconds.
How the fuck did Kendrick get
at all?
I mean, that's
because
it started. It didn't even start with
their thing's been a thing for a while now, like 8 years. I think.
Oh really?
Like, yeah.
See,
it's been a while.
See, I just don't know shit like that.
So what's up with Drake and Future? Like,
I don't know.
They just
it could be over like a girl. I don't know. It seems like that one. Drake said like that's the only one that's like fucked him up. He said, like,
yeah,
the Future shit
actually
made me sick to my stomach, but fuck everyone else.
Yeah, because him and Future were, like, dummy cool.
Yeah. And they made good-ass shit together,
diamonds,
too.
Yo, this is what
it's
I don't
all sad.
This is what I don't... And I want you to...
R.I.P. Kendrick, though, man. He did do well.
Wait, why R.I.P.?
No, Kendrick... I ain't gonna lie. Kendrick played it very, very well. He did, like, everything perfect. Like, even with... Everything he said, and then the pedo shit, and then Drake responds, and then Kendrick drops 30 minutes after Drake responds. So it's like people are listening. I was listening. I think it was like the Family Matters shit, but Drake dropped Family Matters, and I was like, oh, I'm sitting in my room, like, oh my god, this shit's so hard. 30 minutes later, Kendrick comes out with some shit, just like shitting on him, like just even more like pedo shit, and I'm like, oh fuck, we can't even enjoy Drake's comeback.
I think
because like Kendrick just played it so fucking well.
Whatever
he won over
dropped.
The internet. Like I'm not even mad if people say Kendrick won because Kendrick did play it so well. But it's almost like it's like he didn't even win with music. He won just by like getting the internet to turn on Drake.
From what I see, it looks like he's winning.
Who?
Kendrick.
On the internet, it looks like he's winning. But when I listen to the tracks, like. I mean,
yeah,
I'll never play any of Kendrick's shit.
On the 6 minute shit.
And I
hard.
Like Kendrick, but like, even all the tracks, I've just listened to him like twice and then I move on to the next. And I've really, I don't know.
But is it Drake so big that Kendrick's like feeding off of Drake's audience just because he's like bigger and Drake's.
Yeah, his album's about to drop.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like Drake is the bigger artist.
Yeah.
It's not. Debatable.
And Drake's always been someone you can just clown. I mean, you can't clown, like, Drake is fucking Drake, and you can't just become a Drake without being good as fuck and who he is. But I don't know, dude. It's just easy. Drake just seems so, like, clownable.
Did 50 give Drake the blessing to get that G-Unit chain?
Wait, what?
Did 50 Cent give Drake the blessing to get that G-Unit chain?
Is it G-Unit chain?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I saw he had all of Pharrell's chains.
Yeah. See that.
Which like I don't know how that happens. Like,
wait, what? No, he Pharrell put everything up for auction.
Really?
He didn't need to. He just wanted to share it.
And Drake got it all.
No. They're fucking. They're like legendary fucking pieces.
Yeah,
legendary
like,
jewelry pieces.
That should be. Yeah, I remember growing up as a kid. You see those.
Yeah,
Pharrell
I mean,
wearings.
Look, I'm not.
Can you pull those up, Matt Gregg?
What, the chains?
Pharrell's.
Yeah, the chains.
Well, Drake's chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally, everybody is all just fucking hoping that it was going to be like that back-to-back shit from when he fucking got into it with Meek. But I haven't heard a single song like... That was like, oh shit, yeah, everybody's gonna be bumping it throughout the entire summer.
That's what
unless
I said.
It's coming.
Like you, not, but it, like, I don't think
not
so.
Not a single one of them's getting added to the playlist.
Because all these are just like, it's not even like rap. It's like who can win over the internet with the shit they say.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the final thing I'm gonna say.
Thank you for that.
If
I don't think
nobody
can
make
that.
A better song than Drake, like that ear test, is he's gonna pass it every time. If there was a mic like this in a room with one camera and them two, that's who you think would win is how I would judge it.
See, I think Drake would win. And you texted me and you said...
Kendrick would probably win that.
What I want to know, and I want you to explain this because
one mic and them just going back and forth on whatever...
And
beat,
no pre-planning, just...
No, I mean, they know each other. They have to have something pre-planned. It's like the Kendrick new age battle rap.
Like
they
if
can't,
they
like,
actually... battled
but they just
on a stage
but as far as
three
like
rounds.
Creating Drake's way more creative like you know what I'm saying
like
he's
beat
gonna
selection
make
just his voice is just easier to listen to.
Oh my god!
Like the ear, no, like you play Drake, it's just literally like more soothing.
His flow, when I was like, listening to it before I listened to the songs, I like played them a little bit each one. I mean, just like I don't even like how Kendrick comes in, but I listen to it because I want to hear what he's saying. But
yeah, the second that I started hearing like,
you ain't gonna play this.
I was like, I was literally like this. I'm scrolling. And all of a sudden, I was like, and I was like, fucking get that fuck. Like, I like went and blocked.
He has like six different voices.
I blocked that account so that I would never get fed that shit again.
But I like Kendrick's music.
Somebody asked me, I'm like, you think this battle is going as hard as Biggie and Tupac? And I said, I'm like, is anyone getting shut up?
Yeah, of course. Like, don't they get it?
They don't
like,
get
they
it.
They don't get
well,
it.
They don't get it.
You say, is anyone getting shot up?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I said something else, but to my whatever. I want.
Do they got Glocks in Canada?
Dude, we're going to. What, like 10 more seconds
what'd
on
you
this.
Say? Do they got Glocks in Canada?
I don't even think they got
some.
Wait, why? Is Kendrick from. Oh, this no, isn't.
Me and Bo's got to slide for Drake now, though. All
right, listen. I want you to spend the next maybe 2 minutes. And let's, Matt, if I see this fucking topic on any of our podcasts again, it's going to be an issue. Okay.
Drake versus Kendrick. What if some fucking, what, y'all talk about it last week, too?
No, y'all could do it on the, no, we didn't talk about it last week.
No, Hitch is like, I listened to these songs like twice. God, what was I talking about?
Where were we?
I listened to these songs like twice and then I just move on. It got to the point.
Not Hitch
lying
though.
His motherfucking
Hitch
ass
fucking.
Is he?
What,
he's
me?
In the shower. He's in the shower looking in the mirror and shit.
The only time I'll play it when I like last week when I came did a flycast or whatever. Like I'll play it because like I just have to keep up with Hitch because Hitch sits there, dissects fucking every single bar.
Yeah.
Someone's gifting him subs because he agrees with what Kendrick says. So then I start seeing him like favor Kendrick. I'm like, this is just. You fake fucking Drake fan. Fuck you.
May I say, okay.
So now me and Hitch might have beef because he's a switch sider.
Tell me about Pamash. You had some
Pamash
really interesting
is just embarrassing
topics.
Himself.
What the fuck?
Go ahead.
Pamash ain't said a word. But Pamash is from Canada, from Toronto, and he's just sitting there like, he plays Call of Duty with Schoolboy Q, so now he just has to take up for Kendrick every single drop, like, I don't know. And I don't know if Pamash has even spoke on it.
He's like, he asked me.
But I know Pamash is Team Kendrick. And suddenly he's playing Call of Duty with Schoolboy Q, who's like in Kendrick's camp. And I'm just like, dude, this is embarrassing.
So what were you gonna say?
I thought Pamash was like J. Cole.
I don't know.
Whoever's hot at the time.
bro, tell me why. Like yesterday, I was in front of my computer. And I'm like, let me see who's live. And I'm like, oh, Nick's live. So I go in there, and the first thing I hear is like, you know, Pamaj is from Toronto, or Pamaj is from Canada, but he's Team Kendrick. This is where this whole, I'm in phase. this confusion happens. And I'm like, holy shit.
Wait, Kendrick's from L.A., right?
Yeah, Compton. Yeah.
Drake.
Stop that. Oh.
People are hyping up DJ Mustard Beats.
Oh, dude, I was like, oh, I swiped so quickly after that. I didn't watch the Tom Brady roast. I think roasts.
I liked it.
It was three hours long.
It
was the night we went to the hockey game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so none of us watched it.
It's live on Netflix.
Wait, should I watch it?
Yeah, it's three hours long, but it's pretty good.
I don't watch Nikki Glaser.
Do you know who that is? No. Like one of the female roasters. Her shit was fucking on point.
Yeah,
her shit was funny as fuck. But it was pretty good. Yeah.
Didn't they make a craft joke and Brady said, "Don't say that shit."
Yeah,
again?
he got up in his face. He was about to fucking Will Smith his ass.
I don't
ass.
Think it was like that.
Yeah, it was. Play fake. That shit, Matt.
What was it about Robert Kraft getting fucking?
Yeah. He's like, he came in and he said, "This team is the best. Like, this is the best decision your org has ever made." He's like, you know, I was talking to Robert Kraft about his, you know, him being picked up. And then he got a massage from Robert Kraft or something like that. And then he got up.
Brady
and
got a massage?
No, yeah, I didn't understand that. Or I didn't know, like,
because
Robert Kraft is.
Got, like,
happy
got,
ending.
Happy endings.
Happy endings and shit?
Ew.
you wouldn't do that.
But they got, they what? Got, that was, But he got
anymore.
Like,
did he get caught?
Was he on camera? Like, not like, no, he wasn't. No,
his name was
like,
there or some shit like some that. Shit like I don't that. Know. Like, they
going in and out of the massage parlor.
I'm gonna tell you something. I didn't believe it because I'm gonna tell you why I didn't believe. that Robert Kraft was in there. Okay, this guy is mega wealthy. I'm talking about fucking rich beyond rich, right?
Like, wealth doesn't surpass that pesky little nut.
No, of course not. but it does surpass where you go and get anything
you don't
that
know
you
that.
Buy.
Do you know how many celebrities are into the freakiest shit?
But
like,
no,
you see
this,
it all the time.
This
like,
parlor,
he could get a suite at the W
nah,
and have the
yeah,
girls come
this
to
this parlor.
Like,
he could have you know like he could buy the parlor.
If you don't,
yeah,
what if you don't like? What if you don't like that?
He likes
the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
The dark alley leading to the door.
He wants a hole in the wall, a dark room. He don't want to know who's sucking his shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? That's crap.
No, I don't know. All right. Well, we don't know that, Mr. Robert Kraft. If you're out there, don't send your Illuminati guys on us. Let the record show. I do what you want, man. Yeah. But anyway, Tom Brady got up and got mad and shit and some other stuff, but I didn't watch it at all.
That's the only thing I heard from it.
And Tom, everyone's roast or like Gronk's roast was pretty
good.
Did
you watch
Tom Brady's
all
shit
3 hours?
Was fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I ain't got shit to do. Which fucking, I was like listening to the Drake shit. I'm on Twitter scrolling left and right. I'm tweeting. And then everything hit me and I was like, what am I fucking doing, dude? Like, I need to step my shit up. Like, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I'm Twitter battling kids. And I'm like, this is like, what am I fucking doing?
What are, you
what
doing?
Are we doing?
Who's like, we?
Me and the Twitter
I
idiots.
I tweeted, I haven't watched any or haven't heard any of the songs. And someone tweeted me and said, cool, get off Twitter then. I'm like, you're scary, bro. I don't know, man.
Perpetual onlineness is
like, I'm like,
I tried like tweeting about it.
Like,
people
cool.
are like, you're
okay,
defending
cool.
a pedo. And I'm like,
dude, I've been trying to get out of this. Perpetual onlineness.
Like, what's perpetual onlineness?
Just like wake up, scroll Twitter, go stream, get off, watch Twitch. Like, it's just always online. Like,
knowing
the disconnect's not there, and like, it's dude, it's so easy to just get sucked into.
You did good deleting TikTok.
Yeah, deleted TikTok.
I've had it deleted
for like months now. And people bring shit up and I'm like, dude, I haven't seen that. And they're like, dude, you're so disconnected from the world. And I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yes.
I want to be disconnected because I've been plugged in.
Because I feel like I've been, it's like since this, I've been scrolling. Like there was a while, like I don't even really use Twitter anymore. But like since this, I've been using it. And it's just the, like I even wake up this morning, I scroll. And it's just knowing certain people exist really fucks me up. Like just seeing what they say and it's like, fuck, people like this do exist. And it's fuck, it just gives me, just makes me like a little
bit
of
like, shit.
Then I'm like, I need to get off.
Even
this.
I'm guilty of it. Like I still wake up and scroll Twitter for like 15 minutes before I do anything. And I'm trying to break that habit as well. So I get, cause I want to get up, like do my morning routine, eat my breakfast, and then like get on stream and stop, like, you know what I'm saying? Just like wasting time.
But Twitter, like Twitter's right now, Twitter is in the perfect spot to get the fuck away from it because it's so trash.
I'm never on it.
Twitter used to be gore. Like, what a fucking app, man. It's a different fucking, like I didn't want to believe. I thought that Papa Musk knew what the fuck he was going to be doing. And
yeah,
this
shit. It needs some regulation.
Oh, he got killed.
It's all just...
It's not a good app anymore.
Yeah. It's all knockers.
There's no knockers
tragedies.
On mine.
It's beyond
at least
knockers.
Mine is.
I mean, street fights. I see
street
fights. Street
fights, tragedies, knockers.
Shootings.
But even that, like, someone will tweet something and it'll, like, pop off. And I'll go to look at...
You got knockers on there.
And I'll go to look at the responses.
I don't need to see it to know you got knockers on there.
Literally, I'll scroll right now. If we see knockers, I'll give you $100.
Oh, no, there's right, gonna
go
be,
you got to look at the replies.
There's gonna be knockers.
No, just scrolling though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right,
the knockers are all hidden though. Like you got to click on because people. You used to click on tweets to like read the replies. Like people would say funny shit, and it was like it'd be funny to like scroll Twitter. Now
what's
you,
going on here?
What is it?
That's a girl without pants on getting her ass cheeks touched. That's 100 there, buddy. Those are that's.
Let me see.
That's butt cheeks right there.
Here. Give it back.
I saw it myself.
Let me see. I want to see how I...
You seen it, right?
They little, but they cheat.
Okay. All right. Let the record show, Your Honor. Scump is right. These are butt cheeks. They are not considered knockers, though.
Ooh, he's got a point.
not only do I have a point, but the
you
point...
Knew,
the
you
point,
knew what the, I meant, but the, I'll let you no, out of that
the
100.
The point in all this is that, like, Twitter is not what it used to be. I'm sad about it. I don't even... It's depressing to go on it.
Some of the best shit on Twitter was reading, like, the replies to, like... I don't know. You just see, like...
No, it's not, because now
you
they
see,
just...
like, famous people tweet. You read the replies. They're funny. Now you click on a popular tweet, all the replies, like, link in bio. And... porn.
They're just,
you
know what annoys
just, me? Just straight ads and spam.
You know what annoys me about Instagram right now is that, like, it's so bad. I don't even want to be a part of it. Like, I literally, like, I'm just imagining, like, these legions of fucking teenagers that are now finally on fucking Twitter, and they're just fucking spewing the lamest fucking shit, and I'm just like, oh my god, let the recession happen so they can toughen up these fucking kids. Jesus Christ,
it is getting out of control.
I'm the old man screaming at a cloud right now. I think I've finally leveled up to that point.
It's crazy. I think
I've leveled up. I think I'm an adult now. I'm a full-grown adult. I saw a post from Jerry Seinfeld on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. You saw it? You replied to me?
Yeah, I forget what it was.
It was so good.
Finally, you're hip to Jerry, though.
Well, first of all, watch your mouth. Secondly, I thought of you. I almost tagged you in it because I feel like you feel the same way. He's like, I'm a very happy person going through life hating everything around me.
Yeah.
Just hating.
But what else? He had a point. Then it wasn't there like a, like, I know he said that, like, going through life and just hates everything around him.
Yeah.
But there was like a point to it, to where it didn't seem that fucking depressing.
Yeah, like
that
he's like, I'm a very happy person. I just hate everything.
I'm happy hating everything around
me.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, the thing that got me, that wanted me to tag you in is that at the end he says, I'm gonna go on vacation. I'm gonna, like, everybody's surprised that I didn't have a good time. I'm not. Like, and I'm okay with it. I'm not mad at it. Like, I knew it was going to fucking suck, and I still did it. Because what is doing something else you don't want to do on top of everything else that you don't want to do? What's that going to do?
But then
he says, but then I get to complain about it. And that,
I
like to complain. I love complaining.
That was the point right there. And I feel like I'm sort of stuck in that as well.
You're king.
Like, Seth will try to get me out of the mindset. Like, don't talk like that. The inner dialogue
I have in
myself,
man,
is just... so negative.
No, you've done a really you're good.
Especially while playing video games.
No, do we not always say that he does a really good job? Like, he's the best complainer I know. He's turned it into an art form. Like, I strive to be good at complaining.
Like, when I complain and stuff, I don't, like,
complain.
I'm not ruining.
No, you're being funny.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, bad vibes.
No, it's like funny. It's like funny. Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, I think it's become a part of my personality, but then when no one's around, it's still happening in my brain, and I think that might affect me.
Ooh.
Negatively.
Oh, yeah, that's where,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the area we gotta
there's still work to be done. You know, I ain't perfect.
You in the gym?
No, look at his fat ass.
Yes.
Look at him. His double chin.
Look at his fat ass.
Like, where's
yeah, guys, I'm working on myself. Like, I'm just
loser.
Not doing too well. Yeah, look at this fucker. Look, fucking
like working on myself. Ew.
No, I've been slacking. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I saw you walking. Weren't you, like, exercising or
anything? Yeah, this is like day two in a row.
Yeah.
I did go for a week, and then I puked and shit my brains out.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hardly eat.
But that's probably
literally
weight,
like, didn't eat for like 3-4 days.
That's some weight off, at least.
And then
that's a good place to start.
That was a good reset. That was a good start.
It's like you got your oil changed.
And then now we're... that's kind of how I looked at it, though, too. Like, getting everything out of me, I was like, this might be a good start. But then I was like, oh, I can finally eat again. Pop-Tarts, cookies, chips, fucking the worst. And it's turned into...
See, I'm going to give you something easy right here. Change those cookies and chips and shit. Get veggie chips. They're good. Have you had them?
I have had them. They are good.
They're solid. Get the spicy ones too. Get some yogurts.
Yogurts have been making me shit myself.
I like yogurts, but it just don't. I'm just
fruit. That's like when I want a snack. That's all.
You walked in with a banana.
Yeah. This morning I had a protein shake and a banana for breakfast.
Yeah, I had eggs and a protein shake.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
I'm not gonna have my first meal until like 2 o'clock when my mom made my birthday mole.
But when I was growing up. My mom, stepdad. Wait,
you want me to bring you some?
When's your birthday?
And February 9th. It passed. We just weren't.
Yeah, birthday. I was going to say, your birthday's been passed.
I was thinking.
My mom makes me mole for my birthday every year.
For some reason, I thought yours was in April.
Guacamole?
No, mole.
What is mole?
What is
Mole is this, it's like a chicken.
I was going to say, it's not peanut like butter.
Thick fucking like brown or black sauce.
Yeah, look, it's so
This ain't like dessert.
You want me to bring you some? Just a plate, small plate.
What kind of protein is it?
Chicken.
Oh, dude, bring me a big
peanut butter
plate.
Chicken.
No, but it comes with Mexican spaghetti.
Bring me a big plate.
Okay, I'm going to bring you a big plate.
I'm banging your line because I'm not streaming today, so bang your line.
I'm gonna pick it up and I'm gonna bring you some, and then you tell me. But corn tortillas?
Yes.
Dude, man, you're so lucky. You're about to try my mom's mole for the first
time.
And
some salsa.
No, you don't need salsa. You don't need salsa. For what?
Okay, if I don't need it, I don't need it. But
I bring you salsa in case you want to make like birria tacos, and you can eat the salsa separately.
Oh.
But you're not gonna fucking contaminate the perfect dish that is what she concocted today.
I will eat it how it's supposed to be ate.
So that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing today.
See, I'm at a place right now where I remember as a kid, I would see like my mom, stepdad, dad, whatever. It's like they would eat something sweet every night,
mm-hmm.
like their little
mm-hmm,
treat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like I didn't really think of it as a kid, but then when I got older, like 18, 19, 20, 21, I started like working out a little bit, learning about nutrition. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't just eat some trash every single day. And like, not only that, it's like, it's not like they're eating clean during the day. Like, they're eating just whatever. Yeah, they don't even fucking think about
it. But in moderation.
But on top of that, they're eating like ice cream at night as their treat. And I was like, that's like that was just never me. So throughout like my whole 20s, I never did that. Like, I always kept it kind of clean. Even if I did eat some like Garibaldi's or something, like I'd at least think about it like the next day, like, okay, I got to eat healthier today. But bro, now I eat like shit every single meal.
Yes.
Most meals.
Yeah.
Or at least till I'll eat clean. I'll eat like eggs and a protein shake for breakfast. Then maybe like a sandwich and some chips for lunch or
Can
something.
I, put you
I
on
mean,
really
usually
quick?
I'm door dashing, but once it hits 6 p.m., it's fucking horrific.
Can it's I put on? You on?
What?
You're going to go to the store. You're going to go get 90-10 ground turkey and 2 packets of taco seasoning. You're going to fucking just make it.
See, I've done that. That's the old me.
But that's all. It's
that
good.
Is what I'm just saying.
He's
I'm
still,
addicted. Right? I used to.
2 chicken sandwiches, pepper jack cheese.
What disappoints
I'm
me.
I'm saying that's what I'm on right now.
See,
like
I wish
know,
I was eating
I
like that
know the,
it's so good. It's
I
so
know,
good.
I'm gonna say but I feel like shit. I know the answer. I know what to do. I know.
Yeah, obviously.
Stop the
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
DoorDash. And,
yeah,
but
yeah,
once
yeah.
it at 6 p.m.
It's over.
And I go to Oklahoma, smoke, come back. It's like I'm laying in bed. I just have to.
It's true.
I just have I have to just. It's not. I can't say.
You got
see,
the munchies,
I
got
to change
man.
My vocab. I don't have to, but I just. It's
so
I
good.
Can't sit there and eat like chicken
Dude,
and rice and
Mexicans,
veggies.
Mexicans?
Like it's cakesters, Pop-Tarts. Cakes, the like yeah. slider. I would just pay fucking $80 from Chili's, get mozzarella sticks.
Ooh. Oh
sliders,
God, you're on the diabolic.
And this is every
that
day.
Is fuck-
it's been every day for months. And
I
I'm
love
just
that
in,
shit.
I know the answer, but I'm in such a cycle, and I'm like just addicted to where I feel like I gotta have my snack before I go to sleep. I can't sleep. So, I can't fall asleep. It's like 11 p.m. I'm not even tired yet. I was like, I just know if I go eat two Pop-Tarts, like yeah. 800 calories, or wait, how many pop or how many calories is a pack of Pop Tarts? Anyway,
fuck
I'll eat two packs of Pop Tarts.
Two packs?
And then I'll go,
Four
with a big
Pop-Tarts.
Glass of chocolate milk.
I love that. Yo, listen.
And I wasn't even hungry.
That's dinner.
That's the sickest part about it all is I
that's
wasn't
like
even.
That's like 600 calories.
More than that. It's like over 1,000.
Nick.
But like, I wasn't
that's
even
fucking
hungry. That's the worst
insane.
Part of it all.
Wait,
and then
what
I'll
is
go
this?
To sleep.
Kellogg Pop-Tarts, 400.
Damn, you're eating 800 in Pop-Tarts
plus chocolate
alone.
Milk. That's I'm probably at 1,100, 1,200.
Jesus, brother.
That chalky milk.
Bro, it's so good.
Dude. Honestly, you don't look.
Yeah, yeah.
If
kidding.
You're eating that for dinner,
yeah, no.
you don't look that
straight,
bad.
Though. Straight.
I mean, not as bad as what I'm, because I'll eat clean during the day.
Nick,
but
have you ever had a gansito?
No.
G-A-N-S-I-T-O. Gansito.
I might go to Havana Cafe today.
Oh, you've never had one of these?
Been a bandit?
Bro, oh. Do fucking not.
That's the Bubaluba.
No, that's not Bubaluba.
Is that caramel?
Yeah, yo, Mexicans, It's right here.
Is that caramel in it?
No. It's like you don't have one? I'm gonna bring you one today. It's for you, so you can have it for break, for after your meal, bro. It is so fucking good. Mexicans will eat one of these. You gotta keep them frozen in the freezer.
Was it marshmallow?
No. Yeah, it's cake. It's like a pastry. But it's covered in chocolate.
See, if that shit was peanut butter on the bottom?
No. What do you mean? What if that had shit? No, listen. This is the best, in my opinion. So good. Also, bro, I'm telling you, with the tall glass of fucking Pepsi.
What?
Well, the Mexican, listen. I'm going to tell you something. Mexicans are going to say Coke. Coke is like the dominant force over there. But yo, fire.
What's sweet, you always gotta, when you're eating something sweet like that, it gotta be water to wash it down.
What the fuck? He literally just ate a Pop-Tart with chalky milk.
Yeah, but that's fucking sweet. I'm a lactose-free milk. Because that's like, that is more, that's gonna be in the teeth.
No, dude, no, exactly. But the fizz in the soda is gonna get... Oh, you're nuts. That don't even seem good.
Isn't that jelly
got
in there?
Sweet tooth like a month.
That's after he hits the selfie and he just...
The selfie? Oh, no. What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, selfies are tiny little jizzoints.
Yeah, I know, but you're hitting that for sure. If you're thinking about it like that.
I'm fucking ripping a fat bowl-ski, kid.
You need to start drinking poppy sodas.
I know what those are. I don't think I've had them yet.
Dude, I just had the grape and orange.
All I drink is diet.
The Coke Zero is what's been keeping me off of my shit.
I'm sure the poppy sodas are a lot fucking like.
They're like 35 calories, but there's like 12 grams. Actually, in poppies, I don't think there is. In Olipop, there is.
Yo, you know what I'm going to
do? Probably a lot more natural and not fucking.
I got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Chemically.
I got an idea. I'm gonna have Jude get the address from your girl. I think we have it already. And I'm going to send you like pizzas randomly. So if you're.
I need them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
but the question is,
what? Sabotage?
Bro, this one
question
time,
is what?
Don't tell me, you guys.
Me and my boys will be playing fucking Warzone, right? Me and my boys from home and shit. We'll be like, you know, fucking 40-year-old men, right? Fucking chilling, playing, and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh. It's like a Friday. They're like, yo, let's play until like whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'll order them pizza. I'll be like, oh, they get so fucking hyped.
I can see that.
Some fucking Pizza Hut pizza. Nothing better in the fucking morning. I will say, one more thing before we go to a commercial break. The fact that you guys are still getting fucking Chick-fil-A, mind-blowing.
And wait, look, we're why? Not
chicken. Step it up.
Dude, Popeye's chicken.
Let's go to break Popeye's, and then we talk
Popeye's is
about
the
this.
Best
now
chicken.
I'm mad.
Popeye's fries are, even their
Cajun.
Fries, even their fries
Cajun,
are nuts.
Yeah, the Cajun
Popeye's
fries, Cajun mashed
shit.
Potatoes, a little bit of biscuit. Get the three-piece spicy. Bro, there's no
Four
better.
Wings.
There is no better chicken place than fucking Popeye's.
Love
go to break.
Chicken. Like chicken.
Popeye's. Go to break. I'm pissed off.
Like chicken? Nah.
Bro.
Nah,
bro,
I don't
bro Hector,
it.
I would please try it.
Where is it?
It's right here on Maple. Like,
wait, Mike's 5 minutes. Chicken?
Tell him.
Really? Oh yeah, you've been gassing that,
bro.
Only people that live in Dallas, type city boys.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, not me.
Dallas.
I would think
Frisco. Luckily. What do you got?
Yeah, nothing.
Popeye's.
Fucking Popeye.
John's Chicken. John's.
Wait, Frisco's got fucking Hutchins, the second best barbecue spot in
all. You guys do.
A motherfucking
Hutchins
Texas.
Is even is like Hutchins. Is I took is to Hutchins because she didn't eat meat for a while, but she started eating it again. She won't eat chicken, but she got the wet brisket. She was like, should I get the wet brisket or the regular? Yeah. And I was like,
yeah, moist.
That's not even a fucking question. Yeah. And then she made like a sandwich and she was, she loved it.
Bro, a sandwich with three pickles, some onions.
The barbecue sauce.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, not the sissy sauce.
The only issue with Hutchins is that every time I go, I always get too much food.
And it's not
by a little. I over get a lot.
Yeah,
that's my only
hard,
issue when
it's
I go.
It's hard
there.
To judge
because I see that mac and cheese, I see that potato salad, I see all the
those beans, those borracho beans.
Oh
my god, that's just so fire.
Ridiculous, bro.
All right, let's talk to the sponsors really quick. We'll be right back. Let me put these glasses on. Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. Let me tell you a little bit about Rocket Money, our podcast sponsor for today. Did you know that I had a bunch of subscriptions that I was paying for and I didn't even know that I was paying for them? Double subscriptions in some cases. We had two Netflix accounts in our, two Hulu accounts. And we had, Jude had her own, I had my own. And we had to consolidate. Thanks to Rocket Money, I was able to find those issues, which were a little bit annoying, if I'm being honest with you. I had stuff that I didn't even know that I had, just pointless. Because did you know that, like me, nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, maybe 12. You know, 12 things that I use on a daily basis. I have way more than that. I couldn't believe it when they showed me. I was paying for, like I said, the two Netflix, the two Hulus. This was a little bit too much. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones that I forgot about. So yeah, I mean, if you guys have, if you guys don't have the time, if you guys don't have the will to go through the minutiae of having to go through every single one of your subscriptions to see what's what, Rocket Money is there to help you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance application that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Look, if you guys weren't already doing this, this is like a good starter way to do it. You should definitely do it. Look, ad aside, okay, this is something that you should do. If you aren't already keeping track of your finances and you're having trouble with your finances, take this opportunity right now and use Rocket Money to help you at least jumpstart that thing. You know, subscriptions and all that stuff aside, you should keep track of how much is coming in and how much is going out. Make more informed decisions, in my opinion. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/optic. That's all capitals, O-P-T-I-C. That's rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/optic. Link in the description. Make it super easy for you to just click it. While you're there, also click on the like button. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make this second part shorter due to the fact that we have some visitors coming to the office. So for the last 8 minutes, you guys want to go through these? You guys want to talk about the...
Let's talk about, first off, Lando. Our boy, no, we got to talk... Well, yeah, we'll talk about Game 7 in 1 sec. Let's give a brief shout-out to our man, Lando Norris, his first F1 race.
Win.
That's that bull right there.
Spend it, baby.
We were talking about it. Because when we watch Party Halo, he's obviously with Quadrant. And that one time he beat us, so they beat us at Fort Worth, I think. He just didn't say anything in the chat the whole time.
Yeah.
They beat us. He just came in and said, GG. I was like, what the fuck's good, Lando? Like, kind of hater shit is that? That's all he said. But that shit was dope. We were actually watching it during the watch party. We watched him win. It was on Sunday, right? I think it was on Sunday. And then Sunday, also, like Mark was saying, went to Game 7 Stars Knights and the Golden Knights, and it was fucking so lit. And I can't wait. The problem is,
And they won?
They it was 2-1. But the problem is that the Mavs and the Stars both play at 8:30 tonight. So I don't know who to watch. They literally both play at exactly the same time.
I got to watch hockey now.
The Stars are here tonight.
I have to.
Why?
This shit was fire, bro.
Dude, it was so much fun.
I don't know if the reg season games are like that. Yeah,
it's always fire.
Bro. I won't watch a single regular season game. But playoffs.
Probably like soccer.
Everyone in there.
Crowds are wild.
Including me. I kept looking at Zen. I was like, where's your fucking towel?
It's crazy. Like, if you're not getting hype, people are looking at you like, what the fuck
if something's about to happen and you don't stand up, you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
It's like going to a concert nowadays. Everybody's like, nobody's dancing, no one's moving, no one's sitting down. It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing here?
Everyone was the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Everyone was
Wait, concerts?
No, concerts are like that now.
Yeah.
MLB games?
Every breakaway,
yeah,
just snooze.
Everyone was on their feet.
Yeah,
everyone. And it was so much fun. I want to go back. They play the Avalanche in this series. They're actually here tonight. But if the series gets extended to like Game 5, Game 6, I'd be down to go.
All right. I'll be down if you guys. Now that I know I'll that you guys are serious down, about actually. Going places, I'm down to go.
But we're gonna send them like.
In the crowd. That's my favorite. I don't like sweets.
I'm gonna wear my Pommage hockey jersey.
The only problem is that like. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. There's no problem.
You guys are serious to go?
Problem. Game 7, 5.
It gets extended. They play at the same time.
It gets too hype.
Let me guess. None of you were wearing your fucking your optic hocky jerseys.
Well,
nerds.
No one thinks, man. I wore a Stars one. I didn't want to be like a... Like, I wanted to blend in.
He went and got a jersey during the watch party.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is smart. Which is smart. Yeah.
To blend in?
Yeah, like, I hope he's not a Knights fan.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Fucked up and shit?
It's probably more fun just dressing the part anyway and just indulging yourself in the crowd.
Oh, 100%.
Not caring what energy. I got on. Shirts all with pants.
You don't even give a fuck
like,
if you know anyone.
Dude, I'm always holding. If I go to a hockey game, I went to the soccer game in Miami when we went with Jude's fam. I was wearing my Optic FC jersey.
Nah, it was so much fun. Like, I'm glad they won, so we have the opportunity to potentially go back.
Mike and I go every single time the Hawks are in town.
But apparently, the Avalanche are nice.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's what they were. People were saying it's going to be like the fastest paced game or some shit.
Yeah, because the Avalanche, I mean, I don't know hockey, but I saw the stats and the amount of goals they're putting up per game is pretty nuts compared to us. It's like 5-2 or some shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good series. Yeah. And then we got the Mavs, OKC. That's going to be a banger series.
Wait, Stars are here tonight?
I don't think it even matter who wins that, to be honest, because Minnesota looks like they are unfuckwittable right now.
Yo.
They look unfuckable. And they didn't even have Gobert last night. And they look like that.
Anthony Edwards or something?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, Jordan.
I like his style. Baby Jordan.
Shit.
They looked insane.
The real baby Jordan.
We were watching the game and like halfway through the third quarter, I was like, this shit's
done. Yeah.
Like, who were they playing?
Nuggets.
They're up 2-0.
On the Nuggets.
They beat the Nuggets away. No, they played both games away and they're up 2-0. They won by like 30 last night.
The altitude.
They beat the Nuggets by 30. Away.
I do like Anthony Edwards' style. I don't even watch this shit, but when I see his highlights, I'm like, that dude's good. Like, that's who you want on like your Halo team. You can just tell by the way he moves, the way he shoots.
Yeah, like, I saw a post, Hector, yesterday on Twitter. It was like, in a few months, we're going to be watching the Olympics, and there's going to be a point where Team USA is down, and LeBron, Curry, all them, Anthony Edwards is going to be like, Pass me my rock. Yeah. Oh, God. Like, they're going to look at him like that, and that's kind of crazy to think that.
Maybe.
Not crazy, but like if it comes down to crunch, they're dishing him.
It's not coming down to crunch.
They lost last year. What you guys have to focus on?
Team USA? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck did they lose to?
You don't remember? That's why LeBron and them are playing this year. They lost.
Yeah.
We didn't have our star roster, though.
LeBron was like,
I don't know if I can announce it yet, but I might be going to the Olympics. It's in Paris, right?
Yeah.
I might be going to the Olympics,
That's right.
For an activation.
Love it.
Make sure you get
I will say this,
NBA.
Though.
Huh?
Just know.
Oh, I already. That's the first thing I said is I got to go see NBA.
Just know that in this very moment, there are going to be a legion of 13, 14-year-old kids who are going to grow up arguing how Anthony Edwards is way better than LBJ. And you guys are going to be like,
oh.
No, not true.
But it might be. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the Optic Podcast.
You mean he's better than Jordan?
Yeah.
So they're going to be saying Anthony
Edwards.
We'll
leave it on that comedic fucking outro. No one. Maybe. Hopefully. I'm not opposed to it. But
yes, you are. You couldn't be more opposed to it.
Would somebody be better than Jordan? No.
Fuck yeah.
I would never let that happen.
Dude, Kobe...
It's like people admitting Drake won. It's not.
I knew you didn't support the Bulls. You told them you didn't want D Rose anymore.
Wouldn't have said that.
You said you wanted to trade D Rose. I remember that.
I never said that.
On this note,
Derrick Rose would have been the best point guard that ever lived had he not fucked up his fucking knees.
Hey, I agree with that.
We'll see you guys next time.
I don't know. Brunson and that boy is balling.
He's one.
Kyrie's
balling.
Kyrie's the fucking man. If he was
a
couple inches taller.
I can't believe we had Brunson. And he went to the Knicks and he's dropping 40 a game.
Well, now that, because of Villanova, now that he's paired up with a man, Josh fucking Hart, that's what's fucking nuts.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke zwei für eins bei Apollo.